It's in the eighth inning, taking us home on our middle game today on KASM. It's the voice of Albany, Region 15C, Central Minnesota Baseball. It's Randy Rossner.
Thank you, Kirby. Cade Marquardt will lead off the eighth inning for the Kimball Express, and Dylan Haskamp's first pitch on the inside corner. Strike called, and 0-1. 1-0 if you're just joining us. One run, six hits for Kimball. No errors, no runs, one hit. No errors for Alexandria. Fly ball to center field. Virgo doing a little bit of a jitterbug out there. Makes the catch for the first out. Little in, little out. Little in, little out.
Hokey pokey. Left foot in, yep. Left foot out.
One down and Matt Dingman. Express designated hitter. Matt so far today. 0 for 2 with a walk. Express scoring their only run. That was back in the third inning. Brooks Marquardt coming in to score on a Jordan Joseph single. And Dingman puts it foul. And 0-1. Maltz, one strike. We're scheduled to have Spring Hill and New Ulm. That's coming up next here on KASM. We are radar watching and we are seeing a lot of rain out to the west of us here. And whether that game will happen or not, stay tuned.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. 0-2. The count to Matt Dingman. As Cam's pitch on the outside corner, strike three.
Umpire looking at the radar?
Umpire's looking at the skies.
I don't think that was the second inning strike.
No, I agree. I totally agree. So, two outs. And it'll bring Brooks Marquardt to the plate. Brooks, 2 for 3 today. Run scored. Out of that number 9 spot for the Express. Haskamp's pitch and Marquardt sends it to straightaway center field. On the run and making the catch. No, it goes off his glove. As Berghoff can't come up with him. Marquardt into second base. And that's got to be a double as that was just... long run for Bergau.
And he plays deep.
He does.
He plays very deep, and he just kept going and going and stuck his arm out there. And he maybe got a piece of it. He must have, the way the ball bounced to his right. So just got a piece of it on the run. They gave him a hit and a double for Brooks Marquardt, and three-hit day for Brooks Marquardt.
Three hits for Brooks off to the top of the order in Austin Rooley. Austin 1 for 3 this afternoon. Now evening. The pitch to Austin inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Dylan Haskamp looking back to second. His pitch to Rooley, a strike called, and 1-1.
Looking to clutch up right here, those two quick outs, but now you get Rooley with a runner in scoring position, Randy.
1-1. Austin Rooley swings and misses, strike two. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Marquardt leading from second. Haskamp comes home. Pitch low and in the dirt. Here's Mitch Thompson's throw to third, and they're going to throw out Brooks Marquardt at third, trying to advance on a ball in the dirt. That was a hell of a throw by Thompson, the catcher.
Why didn't he throw it like that on that bunt?
I know, all in one motion. He was able to throw it, and I don't think Tom's very happy with the call, but that's the way the eighth ends. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. 7.5, Kimball 1, Alexandria nothing. Eighth, bottom of the eighth, coming up in 1 minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, number nine hitter, and then one and two for the Alexandria Black Sox. Brett Sabalco at the plate. 0 for 1 today, and now he gets hit for a second time, and Ben Johnson tapping his chest. That one's on me, guys. If you're Alexandria, you're going, that's what we need. We need base runners.
Ben's great. He was awesome last week. He's been great today, but I just always get a kick out of a guy hitting someone and saying, my bad. Like, well, no doubt. I mean, who else's fault would that been?
Yeah. Gotta bring leadoff hitter Chris Curry to the plate. Express looking for a double play ball.
Go ahead, run all of a sudden, Randy.
And Curry tries to bunt. He's ruled a strike and 0-1. Again, Hoffman in on the grass over at third. Are the Black Sox playing for the tie? At this point, probably. Just trying to get even. Your number two hitter on deck. Johnson's pitch and fouled off by Curry in the count now 0-2. The ball is two strikes.
Sorry, runs. Did they say Maple Lake final?
I heard him talking in the back. I haven't heard if it's Maple Lake and Jordan. If it's
I don't know. I don't know. See if that's the final.
0-2 the count. So 0-2, a swing and a miss and a big strikeout for Big Ben.
Needed that. Runner stays put at first base there, Randy, and doesn't put the ball in play. And, I mean, 10th strikeout's the biggest thus far.
And Sabalco still at first base.
That was a final. Maple Lake did defeat Jordan by a score of 2-0.
Ooh. Big win for Maple Lake. Pitch a strike called to Brady Burgau.
That game must have cruised.
Tuning in to Jeff Jones. I believe Jeff is doing the Bob Classic Vault live from the Minnesota State.
0-1 the count. The kick, the pitch, fouled to the net, and the count 0-2. Brian Bell, Shannon Orcutt, Autumn Orcutt tuned in from St. Cloud. Thanking us for the coverage. Thank you for listening. Feelings Mutual. 0-2 to Brady Burgau. Kimball leading 1-0, bottom of the eighth inning. Alexandria, that tying run at first. From the side, a foul tip by Burgau. And the count at 0-2.
Yeah, Cade wanted that one, just couldn't quite put it away. New life here for Burgau. He's got the lone hit of the day.
Burgau, too, you could tell his frustration. He's going, how did I just tick that here when he came from the side on me? Fastball, he raises the trajectory of that pitch and catches him swinging in the upper part of the strike zone.
We'll bring it on heater, Randy. See if you can touch it.
Oh,
didn't touch it.
Earlier there was a kid that had something that looked like a cell phone, but it was a radar gun.
Okay.
And he had it on Matt Geislinger, and Geislinger at one point threw 86, but I would venture that that Ben Johnson fastball there was faster than 86 as a fly ball to left. Rooley should have it. He does, and we go to the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played eight here in Waconia. Kimbo won, Alexandria nothing. More to come in a minute here on KESN.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water. Sleep well, Bob.
Top of the ninth inning. Wait for catcher Mitch Thompson to get back onto the field here, and Dylan Haskamp taking one more pitch here, and Thompson will take it down to second base. It'll be the Express Austin Rooley, who was at the plate last inning when Brooks Marquardt was cut down at third.
Or go to the menu button. Paid for by the Minnesota Commission of the Deaf, Deafblind, and
so,
Deaf Hearing, the
Rooley,
Minnesota
Breezen,
Broadcasters
and
Association,
Jordan Joseph
and
here
this
in the ninth. Dylan Haskamp's pitch to Rooley is a ball outside and 1-0.
Whether you're looking for something that can handle your
one ball, no strikes.
Trip, comfortable enough to enjoy an afternoon drive.
Rooley will pull this back and out of play.
Supplies,
and the count at 1-1.
You at St. Cloud Subaru. Car buying should be simple.
1-1 the count.
At stcloudsubaru.com or at our showroom. Start your adventure today at St. Cloud.
As Camp, he delivers and pitch inside, says the home plate umpire in 2-1. 2-1 the count. There's a strike on the outside corner. And now 2-2.
Little zone change.
A little bit. 2-2. Curveball and strike three. Austin really gets caught looking there. Nice breaking ball from Haskamp. And one down.
Three punch outs for the Sox center drafty. That was a doozy.
That will bring Tommy Friesen to the plate. Tommy so far today, 0-for-3, a walk. Part of his being on base.
Dusty Adams is texting me asking, Randy, if Ben Johnson took the loss in the state game last year for Kimball. Must have, huh?
I do not recall, Kirby.
Okay.
I do not recall. Two balls, no strikes. Pitches 3-0.
They lost. And you would assume he would have thrown because they won the region and he would have had full rest.
Pitch ball four, and so Tommy Friesen walks for a second time today. Got to bring Jordan Joseph to the plate. Jordan Joseph so far today, 1-for-3, hit by a pitch in his last at bat.
He was the first guy that Mr. Haskamp faced.
Oh, that goes over the top of Jordan's head, and 1-0. Ooh, that pitch was head high, too.
Buzzing the tower.
1-0 the count. We've reached the 7 o'clock hour here. We'll get a station ID in our next break. Pitch a strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Dylan Haskamp, K kicks and delivers, and Joseph drives this to center field. On the run, Murgow makes the catch in deep center field, and for some reason, that ball is carrying the center field tonight.
We saw Brooks' ball go pretty deep there, and Jordan, I didn't think Jordan got that much of that ball.
No. That'll be two outs. Still the base runner. That's breezing over at first. And we'll get a pinch hitter here, Kirby. It looks it's at number 23.
Zach Wallner is going to pinch hit.
Zach Wallner. Batting four, pitcher Ben Johnson.
Keep him off his feet. Let him think about the ninth.
Zach was one of those players who did pitch, I believe, out in South Dakota, too, this year. I believe he might live out there now. Rips this foul, and the count at 0-2 to Zach Wallner. I think they might be calling the game already.
Not this game.
As the pitch, a swing and a miss. Wallner's out on strikes, and that will do it for the Express in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We played 8.5. Kimball 1, Alexandria nothing. We're heading to the ninth, to the bottom of the ninth in a minute on KASN.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Haynesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Haynesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Alexandria. Their last rips against Ben Johnson. Trying to get even or pick up a win. Ben Johnson thinking, I'm ready to mow him down here in the first pitch. A strike called. 0-1. 1-0 Kimball. Bottom of the ninth inning. It'll be Kruger. As he drives this to left field, a solid base hit by Travis Kruger.
Nice knock right there by Kruger. Just punching it to left. Just the second hit in 8-plus innings for Alexandria. But Randy, you got the game-winning run in the batter's box right now.
Yeah,
that's why you talked about the whole game. One is great, but you need more for Kimball, and they didn't get it, so that's why the pressure's on right now for Ben.
Got to bring Sean Kruger to the plate. Sean, 0 for 2 today. He had a base on ball, and he's swinging away. He fouls it at the plate, and the count 0-1.
No indication
tomorrow,
of a bunt right
Jeff
there.
The number five hitter, Sean Kruger.
Right here,
now he's going down to his coach.
In Bobtown at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wonder if he didn't miss something there on the first pitch, Kirby.
Miss a sign, potentially. Yeah. Those of you who will be tuning in for the Spring Hill New Ulm game, you're going to have to wait 24 hours as that decision has been made at Spring Hill. We'll play tomorrow night against New Ulm right here at Waconia after that 4:30 game. So 7-ish scheduled start time.
7-ish tomorrow night. So they are making the call, that huge weather system out to the west of us right now.
And not going to miss.
Not going to miss.
Did the umpire wear that? Or?
I think so. Tom Marquard was out talking to him. Home plate umpire out to have a drink of water in the dugout right now.
Does a sip of water make a raspberry go away? Or?
I don't know.
Nice round of applause for the umpire. As he's back ready to go right behind home plate.
Cade Marquardt gets a new ball and he throws it back with his left hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ever try throwing left-handed? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yeah.
I throw, like, no offense to our other gender, but I throw like an absolute girl if I try throwing left-handed.
Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss by Sean Kruger. Strike two. Travis Kruger over at first. Sean Kruger at the plate. Blake Stockert is the man in the on deck circle and foul backing out of play by Sean Kruger. Counting 0-1-2 yet. Ben Johnson coming right at him. Maple Lake has beaten Jordan over in Chaska 2-0. Pitch a little bit low and outside. And 1-2. Ben Johnson looking for that first out. Get that first out here in the bottom of the ninth.
Oof.
Pitch missing a little bit low on the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. Swing and a miss. Johnson got Kruger to chase and one big out. Ben recording strikeout number 12.
No activity in the pen for Kimball, so this game is going to end on, or at least this inning will end with Ben Johnson throwing Randy his game.
Yep, I think so. I think that's Tom Marquardt, and I think every Kimball Express player, too, is probably saying it's in Ben's hands. Followed by Stockard to the backstop in the count 0-1.
Well, no take-a-strike mentality for Kimball here, Alex in the ninth, Randy. They're coming out swinging.
They're coming out swinging. No indication of any kind of bunt to try to get that guy in scoring position. Pitch is low and away. Cade Marquardt, nice stop there, buddy.
Jeff Dayton
keeping that runner at first.
65 sales of Classic Stage tomorrow. Devin Worley is playing next.
1-1 the count.
A different artist every day right here live at the Minnesota.
Just missing a little bit low and 2-1. I think Minnesota has to look at state amateur baseball tournament if you want to avoid drought, maybe in June, July. 2-1 the count, fouled by Stockard to the screen, and count at 2-2.
My weather app says 2 inches of rain here tonight.
Yeah, that's a lot of rain on an already soaked field that got rain this week.
And yesterday.
Yep. 2-2. Pitch just missing outside and the count full at 3-2 to Stockard. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
You send him?
I don't know. Kruger taking a lead. Johnson's curveball.
Well, 3-2. It's either a...
hit him.
Yeah, I mean, it's either a ball or it hit him, so...
Saying it got him on the elbow. So now the tying run out at second with one out. Winning run at first. Stockard gets hit by a pitch. That'll bring Eric Carlson to the plate. Eric's been hit by pitches twice today.
I was going to say, Alec loves to crowd that plate, Randy. They've been
they
hit.
Do.
They've been hit maybe 4 times, I think. 4 times. This guy's got 2.
4 hit-by-pitches.
Savelko's got 5. Savelko's got 2. This guy's got 2. And there's the other one. The soccer.
5 hit-by-pitches. And Tom Marquardt out to have a word with his infield right now. A 1-0 Kimball lead here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Alexandria with runners at first and second and just one out. Kimball Baseball here on KASM brought to you by Kimball Baseball Association, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Schiefelbein Farms, AM Mouse & Son, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Marin Merchants, State Bank, Audi Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Richmond and Albany, AMW, and Rambo. of New London bringing us baseball tonight. First and second, one out. Ben Johnson facing Carlson, and the pitch to Carlson, a strike on the outside corner, and 0-1.
As Randy had mentioned, 0-for-1 with the hit by pitches. 1-0 score here, bottom nine. 2-1, 1-out.
Johnson works from the stretch, comes home. Oh, nice pitch, just missing. And the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1 the count. Ben Johnson has Cade Marquardt go through some signs again. One ball, one strike. Kruger at second, over at first. It's Stockert. Ground ball into left field, a base hit. Charging it is going to be Rooley, and not able to score is Kruger, as Rooley was playing fairly shallow. And now the base is juiced with one out.
This is his second visit. This is going to be it?
It's going to be it.
Do they have anyone even ready?
Tom's got to make a pitching change. Yeah, he's coming out to the mound again. So what do you do? What do you do? Marquardt going to make a pitching change. Does he have somebody in the bullpen, or is it going to come internally? We'll see here. As Ben Johnson is going to go play shortstop, and Jordan Joseph is coming into the ball game to try to close the door on Alexandria here in the bottom of the ninth. Let's do this. Let's take a one-minute timeout.
Do you hear a lot of ads for different Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram dealers? Do you ever wonder what makes them different from each other? We all pay the same for the vehicles. We all have the same event pricing. At AM Moss & Son & Kimball, here's what we don't have. High-pressure salespeople.
Hey, want to buy a car?
You don't get fancy jingles.
AMMAUS is in the house.
See what I mean? What you do get is good old Minnesota nice service.
Hey, let me get the door for you.
We may even call you by name.
Hey, Paul, heard the fishing trip was a huge success. Got any pictures?
We have a lifetime powertrain warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles.
We have a big shipment of heavy-duty trucks coming in, and we are taking orders for 2022 models. In stock now, we have the new Grand Cherokee L. It even massages your backside while driving.
We have donuts and coffee on Saturday mornings, so stop out and see us. We are on the corner of Highway 15 and 55 in Kimball.
We're AM Mouse & Sons. Small-town Minnesota nice, big-time savings. AM Mouse is in the house.
All right, pitching change for the Kimball Express here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kirby, interesting scenario.
Yeah, it's just a straight change. Shortstop pitcher, pitcher to shortstop as Jordan Joseph's going to come on. Base is loaded, one out. You are at the bottom of the order. You're at 8-9 here. So it's going to be, gosh, I saw a good one today. Yours wasn't half bad.
Yeah.
Another great one here tonight.
Absolutely.
It's a shame Spring Hill. I would assume Spring Hill would have been great tonight, too, the way things are going.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure, not only on the infield right now, but Cade Marquardt, too, Kirby, new pitcher. You don't know how wild Jordan Joseph is coming in. It's like you got to virtually knock everything down. You hope Jordan's around the strike zone.
Got to be a wall.
Here we go. Carter Stockert, the left fielder, left-handed hitter, facing the right-hander, Jordan Joseph.
Corners are in, middle infield, looking for a double play ball to put it away.
Joseph ready on the mound. Comes home, a breaking ball. Ball one, says the home plate umpire. Back into the box, Stockert. Jordan Joseph delivers, and Stocker to follow that to the backstop, and the count 1-1.
Well, the moment's not too big for these guys. This whole ninth inning, Randy, if it's in there, they're hacking, huh?
They are. They're swinging away. Now, Joseph, he does not have the velocity of a Ben Johnson. He's got to be more fine with his looping.
That change of speed's tough sometimes, though.
Corners in, like Kirby said. Here's the pitch. Fouled again to the backstop, and 1-2.
Krieger's at third. He singled. At second, it is Stockert. He was hit by a pitch at first. Eric Carlson, he singled. Carter Stockett's in the box. He's 0 for 3.
Jordan Joseph trying to get out number two here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded with Alexandria Black Sox. This is popped up foul, and it's going to find the backstop again. And, you know, the batter, Stockard, Kirby, just can't hit that round ball square, can he? He's just getting underneath it all the time.
Round ball, round bat. One of the things to do in sports.
Joseph ready on the mound. Here comes his pitch. A little changeup that Stockard beats foul down the first baseline.
The entire stadium just kind of exhaling as they all realizing that ball going foul. Just like, oh, okay, it's foul.
Terry here from Elk River.
Now, if Adam Beyer gets a ball like he's got to come home.
A squibber like that? Yeah, absolutely. Tough for him to turn two on it.
Ready again. Stockard back in the box. Jordan Joseph sets himself. And the right-handers pitch a swing and a miss. Jordan Joseph, it looked like he jammed him just a little bit. And just that change in speeds, that was probably the fastest pitch he's thrown, Kirby.
Ran that heater in on the hands like you had mentioned and just able to sneak it by. And an opportunity right there for, you know, Stockard put a good swing, a hard swing on it, but he comes up empty. And all of a sudden now the infield back to regular depth and the season's on Brett Cevallo.
Brett Cevallo, 0 for 1 tonight, has been hit by a pitch twice. Joseph's pitch, strike right down the middle in 0-1. Big moment here for Jordan Joseph in the Kimball Express. Oh, on the count. Joseph's curveball lined up the middle. Dive, can't come up with it. One run's going to score. They're going to send the runner from second and out at the plate. And now we get a fight ensuing from Cade Marquardt and the pitcher. And I think somebody just got tossed.
The runner
went in with his shoulders into Cade Marquardt.
No, it was more of like he was just trying to rip it out of his hands because
Blake
he was
Stockard.
Out by so much. So Stockard's going to get ejected from the game, and he's out, but we're going to go to the 10th inning.
We're going to go to the 10th inning. We're going to tie game as they score a run. They are calling the runner out at home. I think Cade Marquardt might have got ejected too.
Not Cade. What did he do?
Yep,
for the pushback?
I think so. I think the umpire. We'll see. We'll iron it out. We're going to extras here at...
Wait.
Waconia, maybe not.
Hold on a second here. The ball's laying on the ground, and they're calling him out for not sliding. Why is it, those runners are still on base. Is Tom's argument that Cade's ejected, or is Tom's argument... Oh, so Alexandria's coming out to the field. So the out was recorded. There you go.
The out was recorded at home plate. So they come up with one run on three hits. There were no errors, and we're calling it two men left on base. 1-1 after 9. We head to the 10th here in Waconia. Alexandria and Kimball, we're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and...
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Chief Albine Farms is Kimball proud. Chief Albine Farms values Kimball's support of agriculture, the true backbone of this great nation. And thanks to all area farmers and rural neighbors for their willpower during this dry summer. Best wishes to Kimball coaches and players for a successful playoff run. Bring home another championship. Just about anything that you want, anything that you see us wearing.
You got We've got extras here in Waconia. Still haven't seen Kirby because Scott Markwart's coming up to bat here.
He would be the catcher, you're saying?
Scott, Adam, and Cade are due up here. We'll see if Cade gets to bat or if he's been ejected. We haven't seen that officially. And somebody got kicked out. I don't know if it's both of them or just the runner for not sliding.
So Stockert's got to be out for sure for wrestling around there. But if they're going to throw Cade out for, I mean, he did take a couple steps and a big push there.
All right, the Express had it within one out, and Brett Cibalka comes up with a big hit. Here we go, 10th inning, and Kirby, you want to do it?
Why not? As it is Scott Marquardt into the batter's box. Second time he'll be facing Dylan Haskamp. 1-0 pitch off the plate for a ball. Now 1-1. It'll be Marquardt, Beyer, and Marquardt due up here in the 10th inning for Kimball. As Haskamp's 1-1 pitch, that's in there for a strike. I believe that was a 2-0 pitch, excuse me. Now it's a 2-1 count. 2-1 to the Kimball second baseman, maybe catcher, as the 2-1 pitch, missing high for a ball, now 3-1. Made with the world's best cotton. Park's still a buzzing after the way the bottom of the ninth came to an end. As the 3-1 offering to Marquardt, tapped on the ground towards short. Curry up with it. His throw across in time, 6-3, to retire Scott Marquardt for out number one. See, with a glove on for Kimball. Did your old sheets last a whole decade? Probably not. They even have a number 12?
That's Hoffman, isn't it?
Oh, third base. Okay, he's just ready to go. Okay. So that is Michael Hoffman. It'll be Adam Beyer into the batter's box as Beyer looks at a first pitch ball, missing high. 1-0 the count. State Fair and Bobtown. That is not Cade Marquardt on deck.
No, that's Dingman.
Matt Dingman, yeah. So, but they're missing a spot in the order then.
Yeah.
1-0 pitch missing for a ball to Beyer.
There he is. Different player.
As that's not Cade either. 2-0 pitch is now 3-0. That is Craig Meyer. So Cade did get ejected for that. And there's some people who would say that maybe it was warranted. Some would argue, how could you? 3-1 pitch right here from Haskamp to Beyer. That's popped up fouling out of play, and Dylan fills it up at 3-2.
Yeah, Stockert was out by such a big margin.
Just go, I mean, let him tag you and go to the dugout. There's no reason to do that as the pitch is now the bat. Toss to left. Fires out on strikes. He's going to need some pine tar for his next at-bat as Haskamp gets the strikeout. The bat ends up over Tom Marquardt's head. And two away.
Kirby, that bat ended up probably 60 feet over Tom's head yet?
Yeah.
I mean, you and I would struggle doing that from home plate.
Just to throw it that
Just
far?
To throw it that far.
Some quick hands. As it's actually number 35. Shugs Hannon to the plate.
And Shugs has played a lot for Kimball this year.
As the first offering to Shugs Hannon, that's missing for a ball. 7:23, this evening's Rosary will be heard in its entirety after the game. There is no Spring Hill game tonight as that 1-0 pitch missing for a ball. Now 2-0.
I think most of the Charger faithful have loaded their buses and are gone, Kirby.
Appears that way. As the 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. Now 2-1. As this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Evens it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Matt Dingman on deck. Dylan Haskamp, the draftee. He's been good. 2-2 pitch. He's been real good. Strike three looking. Shugs hand and goes out on strikes. Alex can win it in the 10th, and you'll hear it in 1 minute right here on KASM.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and is proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2021 baseball season. And thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continuing support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2021 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
So the bottom of the 10th, in the bottom of the 10th, it's the top of the order as a long discussion right here.
A long game. It's been going since 4:48, Kirby.
Yeah, for a 1-1 game. Two and a half hours. So it is Chris Curry. It'll be Chris Curry, Brady Bergau, and Mitch Thompson. Jordan Joseph, it'll be his first full inning of relief. As we have some defensive changes, as Joseph's first offering swung on a miss by Curry. So Scott Marquardt's the new catcher, moving from second base, and Shug's hand and goes to second base as the one-strike pitch missing outside. Now 1-1, not a bad little second-string catcher, huh?
Not at all. But I'm sure under these circumstances, Scott would like to be at second yet.
The 1-1 pitch, that's fouled back. And it's now 1-2. Has the rain started? See some people kind of scampering away.
Cement
oh, yeah.
Is wet over there.
Yep. 1-2 the count. Joseph's 1-2 to Curry. That is a fair ball. Diving stop by Beyer. Nobody home covering up. Joseph must have thought that was a hit for sure. Beyer makes a great play, but Jordan didn't get over, and the leadoff man on with a single for Chris Curry.
That was a hell of a play by Adam Beyer. And yeah, like you said, Jordan Joseph didn't react, Kirby. He didn't get there in time for Beyer. It was hit so hard, though, for crying out loud.
So that'll bring Brady Bergau to the plate. Is Brady asked to move the man over? He has a hit, but he's been 0 for 3 with 3 Ks since he had that single. Ben Johnson, the shortstop, communicating with Shugs Hannon. As Bergau does square, and he misses on his bunt attempt. So it'll be strike one. This is where it stinks. If you're out in the field, state tournament, raining, bottom of the 10th inning, you know a bunt's coming, so you know you're going to have to make a throw. It's Joseph set. The bunt is foul up the third base line. A day of poor bunting continues.
This might be as light as the rain gets, Kirby.
Yeah. Not going to get lighter, you're saying?
No.
0-2 the count to Brady Bergau. The runner at first is Chris Curry. He's the game ender. Two-strike bunt. Joseph set. He doesn't square. That off-speed pitch. Boy, was that thing off-speed. Missing down and away. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count. Joseph set his 1-2 offering, and that will hit Brady Bergau with one on a 1-2 count. Randy, he tried coming inside, and the sixth Alexandria Black Sox to be hit by a pitch.
Wow. Yeah, and you know that time, Kirby, that baseball might have been wet too. It's like these are tough conditions to be playing in right now.
Especially with your season on the line.
Exactly. You know, the Express, I mean, they're frustrated. They had this game. I mean, basically, it was theirs to win in the bottom of the ninth. 26
outs. Through 26 outs, they had it.
Yeah.
So now do you ask yourself to bunt if you're Mitch Thompson? First and second, nobody out. As Scott Marquardt is going to What's going on here?
As he catcher not talking to catcher.
Okay. Thompson's the three hitter, but he's 0 for 4. Does he put the bunt side on himself?
I think he does.
Joseph in hot water here.
Wet ball.
Wet ball, yeah. I can hear an argument. He does not. Oh, now he squares, and he bunts right in front of home plate. Fielded by Scott Marquardt. His throw is in time. Sacrifice in order. To third base goes Curry. To second goes Bergau. And it is second and third. Mitch Thompson to the plate. No, that was Mitch Thompson. It'll be Travis Krieger to the plate. Nice play by Scott Marquardt right there, Randy.
Absolutely. That's a heck of a play. Thompson putting that ball down. A high hop. And Scott fielded it in the air. Got a good grip on the baseball. Fired a strike. Now Alexandre's got options. Kirby, their cleanup hitter's up.
Tom Marquardt out of the dugout. Tom, Jordan, and Scott are going to talk things over. He's pointing at Brooks. He's going to bring a fifth infielder in here, Randy. I love it. That is like my favorite move of all time.
And at this point, he'd walk the bases loaded, too.
To set up a force everywhere.
Set up a force anywhere.
But he's going to bring in a fifth infielder. Leave it to the Hall of Famer, Tommy M.
Squeeze the middle.
He just try to eliminate the opportunity to sneak something through.
Yeah.
Put more bodies there.
And if you bring
a sixth in.
Yeah, if you bring that guy in, you got to bring him in far enough that, and I'm assuming they're going to just say, hey, you're going to first base. You can do that here in amateur. We're walking you.
So the left fielder, Rooley, is going to have to play a little more left center. The right fielder, Friesen, is going to have to play a little more right center.
And Brooks coming in, Kirby, he's an infielder. He knows how to play infield,
too. What he's doing.
Yeah.
Are they going to walk? They have yet to do that. They've done everything else.
Lightning off to the west.
As they... He's into the box. Travis Krieger looks like he's going to continue to hit here.
Interesting call.
Tom Marquardt has made his way back to the dugout.
I mean, this is the guy who started the ninth inning with a base hit.
He scored the lone Alexandria run. He's trying to get another one across in the form of Chris Curry. He's looking to get something to the outfield. Kimball's got guys everywhere. Adam Beyer telling Tommy Friesen to come in a little. First offering outside for a ball. Now, if you fall behind, you got to almost put him on, Randy, because you don't want to get him in a hitter's count.
Right.
I'm surprised they haven't put him on already. As 1-0. Bottom 9, second and third, one away. Bottom 10, second and third, one away. The 1-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Krueger taking, and that evens it up at 1-1. Just the one out after that bunt from Thompson. Alex, quiet through 8. Got one in the ninth. 5 infielders for Kimball. As we'll get time called as at the plate. Time called by Travis Krieger. Flew out to left in the first. Ground out to third in the third. Flew out to second in the sixth. Simpleton scored the lone Black Sox run in the ninth inning. 1-1 the count. Joseph gets the sign from the new catcher, Scott Marquardt. The 1-1. That's in there for a strike on a big off-speed pitch on the corner to move our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Infield and outfield way in here. JoJo would love a punch out right here, Randy. He got one.
Yeah, he would.
To get Stockard, his first out back in the ninth. 1-2. Joseph set his 1-2 pitch up and away. Evens it up at 2-2. You don't have to back up the throw from Scott because Brooks is already backing it up, Randy. Standing.
You're right.
Like right behind. If you drew a line from the mound to home plate to second, he's like 4 feet to the left of second base. 2-2 the count. Joseph set his 2-2. Swung on and missed. A strikeout if ever you needed one. Jordan rears back and gets the punch out for a huge out number 2.
Unbelievable.
Brooks quickly jogs back to center field. Infield gets to normal depth. And the batter will be Sean Krieger. He's 0-for-3 on the day. What a pitch right there by
Minnesota
Joseph.
State Fair, Dolly Parton right now with DK on Bob FM.
So two down. Joseph's first offering to Kruger. Off speed, off the plate for ball one. Why didn't they walk him? Well, that's why. They figured Jordan could get him.
Blake Stockard didn't get kicked.
So just Cade Marquardt got ejected on that. That's Blake Stockard in the on-deck circle. Unbelievable. 1-0 pitch. That's missing away. Now 2-0. Wouldn't it be something if he ends up batting here, Randy?
Oh, man.
2-0 to Sean Krieger. Joseph's got to come in with one here. As the right-hander is 2-0 off speed, popped up right field. Friesen calling. He has it measured. He makes the catch to retire Sean Krieger for out number 3. And that does it for Alec here in the 10th. They had a great threat, but they couldn't push it across. No runs on one hit, no Kimball errors, and two runners left on base. On to the 11th inning coming up in 1 minute. Right here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today. And let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.